Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A new WBUR poll, conducted in partnership with the Harvard School of Public Health and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts Foundation, finds that almost 80% of patients in the state say the cost of healthcare is a serious problem. These findings come as state lawmakers are trying to get rising healthcare costs under control. And last week, the Massachusetts House approved a bill meant to do just that. With us to talk more about this is State Representative Steve Walsh. He's House Chair of the Joint Committee on Healthcare Financing. Steve, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you very much for having me, Sasha.
Representative Walsh, does it surprise you that the polling numbers came out so high that many people consider rising healthcare costs serious or quite serious for their families?
I would think it would be 100%. Doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, we traveled the state. We visited 54 hospitals, some 800 or so meetings statewide. It's the number one concern on folks' mind. So we keep hearing this mantra that the market is moving, the market is working. And in some areas, it is. In terms of lowering healthcare costs for consumers, it is not.
Is there anything specific you can point to in the bill that would say to a patient, here's how we can tell you that it is going to bring your healthcare costs down?
Sure. We set a goal of tying the healthcare market to gross state product minus a half a percent, or potential gross state product minus a half. Over 15 years, that will save $160 billion to the market. And small businesses 3 years from now will begin to see their family plans go down about $2,400 a year. I mean, that's real money for families.
But how will that trickle down to consumers? So you just gave us the big dollars.
Yep.
How does that end up turning into actual money saved per year by a family on their healthcare costs?
Well, small businesses' largest increase in cost is their health insurance, the largest cost that they see. We talk to small businesses all over the state that are making decisions not to hire new employees because they can't afford their health insurance. So when their premium costs go down, their cost shift to their employee goes down. Their employee pays less money out of each weekly paycheck to health insurance. They take more money home, and they pay less in health care.
You know, even people with health insurance, and in Massachusetts, of course, that is most people, have this growing sense that it's almost as if they don't have insurance because they have to spend so much out of pocket often before their coverage kicks in. Is there anything in the bill that addresses that concern?
Well, you're going to see that those products begin to go away over time.
Like higher deductible products?
Higher deductible products and tiering products, because the way when you realign the incentives to reward you for being well and not reward you for being sick, the current fee-for-service system only rewards you if you're sick. So when you get sick and you go and you have a higher copay or high deductible, you pay more out of pocket, and you become a cost center. So you're over-tested, you walk into a center, and we're going to run you through the healthcare car wash and charge you as much as we possibly can at each stop along the train. When you begin to pay globally or through an alternative payment methodology like an accountable care organization, your care is coordinated, and it actually works much better because you reward people for being out of the hospital, not in the hospital.
To clarify, are you saying that these high deductible, high copay, even co-insurance type products, even though they seem to be becoming very popular and more common now, you think they're actually on the out?
I predict that they're not taking up a large space in this market 5 years from now.
Steve, in the House bill, is there any recourse offered to patients who feel like their doctor or a hospital isn't giving them what they need or their insurance isn't giving them coverage they think they deserve?
There's a very robust patient education consumer protection piece where they have a very quick appeals process at no cost to them if they feel something is medically necessary that they've been denied.
Steve, this poll also confirms what we've already known, which is that in Massachusetts, if you have more money, you get better care. Is there anything the House bill can do to address that?
There is. I think in Massachusetts, you can get great care regardless of your income. But there is a problem in some of our urban centers and where there are large consolidations of poorer folks. And one of the things this bill does, which I think is terrific moving forward, is it's a risk-adjusted global payment. So you actually can make more money on poor people than you can on some that are maybe healthier or wealthier.
Explain that to me. What is the incentive to treat those people?
When you get a global payment for a patient, you're paid globally for whatever that patient's personal health profile is. The less healthy patient has a payment that might be higher. So there's money to be made on making sure that person becomes healthier. We also create a prevention trust fund that will be making grants into some of our urban settings. So we have a two-pronged approach that is actually going to have a byproduct of it, that some of our poorer neighborhoods is going to see an increase in their health.
Steve Walsh is the House Chair of the Joint Committee on Healthcare Financing. Representative Walsh, thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.